Welcome to the Happy Workplace Podcast. My name is John Ferris, and I'm passionate about leadership in the workplace and maximizing your potential. I'm not a millionaire, and I drive an old car. I've worked in many different jobs in both corporate and nonprofit companies, leading teams of paid and unpaid employees. I'm not yet 30, and I'm the production manager at an artisan food company whose product is popular all across Canada. I don't have all the answers, just my story and how I got here. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. I have 5 seasons in mind for this podcast, and as long as I get one person listening by the end of season 2, I will keep going. I'm really not doing this to get famous or rich. I'm doing this because I want people to apply these techniques, and because to me, this is fun. These are things from my life that I've had to learn the hard way or someone has taken the time to share with me, and I want to do that with you. But I have to say, I have not been this nervous to talk into a microphone in a really, really long time, and that says a lot because I've had some experience doing music in front of people and teaching in front of people too and speaking at conferences. So this feels different, but I'm excited. So thank you for being here and spending the time with me today. So this season is about being a good employee. Even if you own the company, you're still employing yourself. But this season is about distinguishing yourself, which will lead to greater success. So how do you distinguish yourself? Most people get noticed for the wrong reasons. Being late, working slowly, missing deadlines, doing poor quality work, and not getting along with their coworkers. These are all common things. Ironically, most people will say, if you want to get noticed, work harder. But that's all that it takes. That's a magic formula. Or don't make mistakes. Translation for that is hide your mistakes. Because everyone makes mistakes. Well, I agree with the first one. That isn't enough. As soon as you get what you want, you won't keep pace, and then the very thing that made everyone like you, you'll give up on. Then they won't like you. So what good is success if it's momentary? You don't want your boss to be happy with you and promote you, and then the next week disappointed in your work. You want someone to promote you and be happy for that. Instead, try applying these tactics to your life, your daily routine, and make them a part of who you are. Only then will your boss, your coworkers, but most importantly, you will feel good about yourself. It starts with eating your workplace vegetables, doing the things that you know are good for you, but you don't see anyone else really enjoying that much. 6 things that I feel will have a huge impact on your life and your life at work. Number 1, show up no later than 10 minutes early. Regularly, every day, so that you can start working before you're supposed to. This will mean that if you snooze one too many times, you'll still make it on time. This way, if you're late, it will be out of character and not a normal thing that you do. This way, people will give you the benefit of the doubt. There's a very big difference between saying, oh no, I'm sorry I was so late today for the first time in 3 years, than being late for the first time that week. Show your bosses and your coworkers that you're not afraid of hard work. A little note on this though, you have to be capable of doing hard work. You can't just do it for an hour, you've got to be used to it. Offer to take on that extra project or to work late. People really appreciate that type of thing. And worst case scenario, they will say no and then you don't have to work late. Win-win. The second thing, be a part of the team. Sit at the crowded table, go out for food, be a part of their dumb work traditions. This is all about embracing their culture. For a good company, culture is more important than good workers. Culture is a reflection of leadership. Reject the culture and you're rejecting your leader. Reject the culture and you will distinguish yourself, but in the wrong way. You only promote people who get your culture. Go to the lame work parties. Truth be told, I've been to a ton of these, and most of the time, I can't help but think, why don't they just give me a card? I'd rather I got a card. And I'm not a card person. I don't even like cards, but that just seems like the better option sometimes than being forced into a situation with people that you don't really know what to say, or there's no planned agenda, and it kind of feels like ego stroking for your bosses a little bit, that they feel a false sense of community. But no one really wants to be there. They just want to be there so that they're not the one who missed it. along with embracing the culture, is go out of your way to make new employees feel welcome. Even if this isn't part of the culture that's happening at your workplace, do it anyways. New people will love you for it, and your bosses will see you stepping up and stepping out. The third thing is limit your interactions with your boss. Be friendly and don't avoid them, but let them engage you. The last thing you want is for them to label you as annoying on your first day, because you won't stop talking to them. A good boss will actually want to get to know you and want to spend time with you. Let them come to you as a relationship will evolve, you will feel more comfortable, and it will feel more natural. No one likes a teacher's pet, including the teacher. Try too hard with your boss, and no one will want to work with you. Your coworkers definitely see that. Think Andy Menard from The Office. He will not leave Michael alone. The fourth thing, ask questions back. Never be the reason a conversation ends. How are you? I'm good. Ask them how they are doing. If someone asks you about your family, ask them about theirs. Show people that you care about them, that you're not focused on yourself, that you're not just wanting to tell your story, but that you want to hear their story too. People who don't ask questions back come across as self-centered and selfish. Don't be that person. Ask questions back. The fifth thing, pay the company. Now, I know this sounds weird, but I mean this. Pay the company. The company that hires you is taking a chance on you. They didn't have to hire you, but they chose you. They chose you for a reason. They don't owe you anything, but you owe them everything. They are the reason that you can afford to feed yourself or your family. Think about it this way. How can you pay them back for that? This is about respect and it's about loyalty. Show some respect to the company that hired you because you could still be looking for a job. The point is simple. Even if you don't like where you work, be grateful that you can work. The sixth thing, life's not fair. My father used to say this all the time to the point where it just became annoying. I didn't appreciate it when I was young, but now no one is allowed to argue on the grounds of this. That's not fair. I hear it way too many times. If life was fair, no one would ever die of hunger. My father also said that. Life is so far from being fair. Life is what you make it. Life is what you make it. What are you going to do with what you've been given? Rise from your surroundings. Think about it this way. If you can do these basic things, you'll distinguish yourself. You'll stand out from the rest because these are six things that most people are probably only doing half. If you can get all six, then you're setting yourself up to get noticed, to be distinguished from your. Apply these things to your life and you'll see the impact. It's not going to be easy, but it won't cost you anything. If you're on the fence or the thought of coming into work 10 minutes early and working late sounds awful, I have bad news for you. Either you need to quit your job because it is literally sucking the life out of you, I've been there, or you're lazy. If you're the second one, I recommend a supervisor position at a company with a union. You might fit in really well. If you just listened to all this, thank you so much. Honestly, I really appreciate it. This is something new for me. I am not a creative person, or at least I wouldn't call myself that. So the fact that you've actually wasted your time, hopefully not, but the fact that you've spent your time listening here just means so much to me. So thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm not asking you to share this with your friends, family, or tell everyone that you know to join my podcast so that I can make millions. That's not why I'm doing it, although I would take the millions. However, if you enjoyed this, please share it with those who would benefit from it. I'm not going to be promoting this hardcore. Like I said, if one person is listening, I'll keep this going. But I do think that these are some things that would mean something to someone. So if you know anyone, please share it with them that way. I've got a Facebook and Instagram page. You can check out Happy Workplace there if you'd like more content or more information. If you have any questions or any comments or even just like to get in touch, please let me know. I'd be happy to connect with you. I want to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, which is by Jensen Franklin, and it says this. If you're too big to do little things, you're too little to do big things. Next episode, we're going to talk about workplace seatbelts and the importance of applying them to our lives. Thank you so much for listening.